This house, Colonel Short's Villa, was built by architect Henry Howard for Kentucky-born Colonel Robert Short in 1859. Local lore says that Short's wife complained of missing the cornfields in her native Iowa, and that he bought the cornstalk fence as a gift for her. An alternative explanation, suggested by previous owners, is that the wife saw that it was the most expensive fence available in the catalog and requested it on that basis. Whatever the reason, it's a rarely seen design. It has one other original location in New Orleans, in front of the Cornstalk Fence Hotel in the French Quarter. The American Civil War began just after the house was built, and the U.S. military took and occupied New Orleans early on as a strategic move to cut off Confederate supply lines. Colonel Short's villa was commandeered in September of 1862, and both Governor Nathaniel Banks and Major General Benjamin Butler lived inside. As a result of the early occupation, New Orleans, unlike many southern cities, evaded destruction from Sherman's march. Colonel Short's villa also helps make clear the reason for the Garden District's current name. As it was first laid out, each block in the Garden District was split into just four large square lots, so homeowners had room for expansive gardens. Some homes, like this one, still retain that widely spaced character, but it's less common than it once was. The American Civil War caused many of the neighborhood's residents, who depended on the slave-driven plantation economy for their income, to become less wealthy, and this sometimes resulted in them selling off former garden space. As you're moving on, take notice of the street name, Prytania. Adapted from Prytanium, the name of the city hall in ancient Democratic Athens, this street name parallels other classical imagery in the neighborhood. Again, Naiad Street was a former name of St. Charles Avenue, and Dryad Street, named for Greek tree spirits, is nearby, as well as other streets named for the Nine Muses. These street names didn't originate in Lafayette. They came from the older garden suburb next door, which today we call the Lower Garden District. At the time the name Prytania was chosen, it was meant literally. A piece of land was set aside for a building that never ended up being constructed. These colorful names were chosen by the Creoles who developed the Lower Garden District. As you can see from the name of the cross street, Americans, besides naming a few streets for war heroes, mostly just filled in the rest with the first thing that came to mind, numbers. Hence, many of the intersections in the Garden District do an excellent job of depicting the stereotypical differences between Creole and American residents. Creoles focused on nobility and gentility, Americans focused on their ledger books. Continue in the same direction along Prytania Street until the next intersection, where you'll find the Briggs Staub House on the left side.